Stanley Parnell. Wow, here we are.
It's Mike's Daddy Podcast.
Episode 3330. There's three threes in that number. Wow.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
For those of you who like threes, this is the podcast for you and for me. It's 3330. And Mike Matthews is not dirty. Mike Matthews is clean. He took a shower outside in the back where we have some water and some power. Outside, there's an outdoor shower.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
I actually did one of those about a year ago. It's coming up in August. They have the good old-fashioned
Mike's
Bluegrass Festival.
Daily.
And it's up there in Holliston.
Podcast.
And I was invited by a guy also named Mike. And I went to this amazing event. He got me in. I was on the VIP list. And I hung out, and it was hot. But there were these great outdoor showers. That's the best way I can explain it. I mean, you still had privacy. There was still a shower curtain that you could pull so that you were hidden. But you weren't hidden by very much. And then there were these, we used to call them Andy Gumps. Where I lived in Southern California, up in the Bay Area, they're called honey buckets, but they're also just basically porta potties. They were porta potties without the toilets, and instead inside there is a shower, and they have the water heated somehow. I don't know if by solar energy or electricity, whatever. And they got those as well at this event. Although one of the showers I was in, I waited for the water to get warm, and then I realized I was wasting water, so I just had to take a cold shower. Some are very strong advocates for cold showers and cold plunges, and they say it's good for your body and the nervous system and all that, but wow, that's something I'm going to take a long time to get used to. It was not something easy to get used to.
And here's today's podcast picture.
So we're broadcasting from Cafe Anyway, somewhere in Podcaster Valley, the last place on earth in the land of Ameritopica, with all these amazing topicas. The podcast picture is not from that wonderful bluegrass event. And you know what? I think all those pictures I took at that event got deleted because they were on a phone that I had that died. And I never transferred the photos or backed them up or everything that you should do. I didn't do any of that. The late, great Basil the Boxer, though, is not in this podcast picture. Today's podcast picture, though, is of a wonderful spot in Podcastro Valley that we were actually celebrating in Podcastro Valley, a big car show. And I know the late, great Basil the Boxer and I walked through that car show once or twice downtown. Well, no, wait. We did it back when it was at the Redwood Chapel. Now it's down on Castro Valley Boulevard. So I don't know if this was... But it was... The car in the picture that you see at mikesdailypodcast.com in the podcast picture was the most quintessential car show vintage Beach Boys looking car that I saw at the event. The rest? Lowriders. And the lowrider. And all that. It was that... It was da 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 da.
This show is clean.
War. What is good for? But absolutely nothing. Eric Burton was not, I don't think, with War at that point. I think he was there for Spill the Wine, but not later on. Anyway, Cafe. I never saw War, the band War, in California. I did see them, however, in Huntsville, Alabama. They have this huge outdoor event. It's amazing. They close off downtown Huntsville. And there's a spring in the middle of downtown Huntsville. Just water flowing up. It goes down into this nice little lake and this creek and this little river thingy. And they call it Big Spring. And
so, woo!
And it's a Big Spring Jam is what they call it. Even though it's not happening in the spring, it happens later in the year towards the fall when it gets a little bit cooler. You know, that would be fun to go back to see that. To actually travel to Huntsville just for that. Because I saw Joan Jett there. There was that Christian band, Jars of Clay. I think they're still around. They had that song, and if the rain comes down in the thawing hills, lift me up, oh, oh. It was some big crossover hit song.
Mike is on
I'm trying
it,
to remember.
No man is
Thank
done
you.
We love it, Mike.
Oh, and Kansas was there. Kansas. Carry On My Wayward Son with Walsh, Steve Walsh, the original lead singer. He had left for a while. There was this other guy, but then Steve Walsh came back because the quintessential Kansas song, well, there's Carry On My Wayward Son, Dust in the Wind. There's all the other ones that if you are a huge Kansas fan, you know them, those songs. Point of No Return and all the others. But I enjoyed that walking around. Everywhere you look, there was another performer. Oh, there's country artist Gretchen Peters.
Like, they got an area where you can get specialty burgers. They got an area where you can get chicken. They got an area where you can get all this food.
All at Cafe Anyway.
You've never seen anything like it in your life.
I think they did have food at the Big Spring Jam, walking around. Was it Gretchen Peters or Gretchen Wilson? I always get those two mixed up. One's a songwriter that wrote country songs that got popular, and the other was an actual singer that could do a really good Ann Wilson from Heart impression. But my point is, malls are coming back. What? Yes. The death of malls was entirely premature, announcing that.
I got through that. I got into it.
Because people are going back to malls. Even though so many malls, there, you see it all over the internet, and people post pictures, and there are videos on YouTube, and I'm sure TikTok videos, and all these amazing dystopic pictures of plants taking over the abandoned malls, and plants that were just, oh yeah, they water, they become, they overgrow, and it's like one of the sets from, they did film, well, I think they did film part of Logan's Run, the 1970 sci-fi movie with Michael York.
When you are a man, sometimes you wear stretchy pants.
No, that line is not from that movie. They filmed some of that movie at a mall in Texas, and also that huge fountain in Texas, Dallas, Texas, Fort Worth, I think. As we go outside a cafe anyway, where we bring you Mike's Daily Podcast, Summer Podcaster Valley, the last place on earth in the land of Emeritopica. What I'm saying is, it is like, I guess, Logan's Run, except you can be over 30 and not get killed. That's, it's okay. Wow. Yeah, that's what that movie was about. And the book was
anyway.
The book Cafe Anyway was even worse. Apparently, people couldn't live past, I think, their 20s or 20, something like that. Everyone was a teenager. Crazy. Let me.
This is Mike's podcast picnic.
I brought some guacamole. It's a time of year for some guacamole, and there's avocado in it, and it's healthy. Unless you load up the guacamole with a bunch of sour cream, you could just substitute some yogurt. The Greek yogurt or whatever. It's probably better for you as well. Did you know Logan's Run came out before Star Wars? Logan's Run came out in 76, which was the bicentennial. This year is the subsequent 250th birthday, whatever they call it, centennial. And yes, so the last big 50 years ago, Logan's Run came out. And then the next year, about a year later, Star Wars A New Hope, the first Star Wars movie that was in theaters with Mark Hamill and the rest, the one that launched it all, Episode 4, that
You know, I mean, people get stuck on stupid, you know what I mean?
That's right. When they are, I don't know why they're stupid. They should have more guacamole. They'll be smarter. But yeah, malls are coming back as changes are in store. 70% of shoppers feel social media is becoming a less attractive shopping channel. Oh, I've known that for a while, that Facebook Marketplace is a joke. We tried to sell a car on there once. Everybody we got in contact with, they were just flighty as all get out. The most fickle people on Facebook Marketplace. This has helped sway shoppers back in store into the malls and create demand for tools that are called AI shopping agents. What? They go shopping instead? I don't know what that means. But people are shopping in malls, and I guess AI has something to do with that as
you
well.
You will travel into the incredible universe
of shopping. People love to shop in malls. It has not gone away. It influenced a whole generation. My generation had the weird that all the young ladies talked like Valley girls that were hanging out at the Sherman Oaks Galleria, which is now gone. It was changed into some kind of a, I guess, a condo complex with I don't know what. I've not been back, but I've heard they've done changes to it. So what that means is that malls created language that young ladies today still sound like the Valley girls of back in the day. And they sometimes, oh, here's someone, a Valley girl from back in the day, calling me now.
Okay, yeah. Last question. Mm-hmm. Can you please tell me that I'm pretty?
You're pretty. Thank you for listening to Mike's Daily Podcast. But let's talk about toilets now. Your toilet now requires a $100 subscription. Health tech startup company called Withings. That's like with the conjunction with, and you add ings to it, is selling the U-Scan, which sits directly under the rim of a toilet bowl to automatically capture and analyze what you deposit there. It maps biomarkers and syncs hydration. It magnifies your vitamins. What kind of vitamins are in your deposit, what you've deposited. And it can then figure out kidney health metrics. And it sends all that information to your smartphone. It's $380 up front to buy the physical sensor to clip onto your toilet. And then $100 for every 3 months for the subscription and replacement cartridge. Whoa. That sounds like that's a racket. Let's talk about weddings. The $36,000 I do wedding costs. $36,000. I know somebody that recently got married on Juneteenth. The national average cost of a wedding has hit $36,000. Might as well get married on a flying saucer. While the median cost sits closer to $18,000, proving that many couples are successfully pulling off smaller, budget-conscious affairs. The most expensive part of it is the venue and the catering, which can come out to about $15,000. But don't forget, flowers can be as much as $4,000. Tariffs are driving up prices. That's affecting the fabrics that are being bought, the glassware, flowers from South America and Europe. Couples hosting weddings in the Midwest or the South enjoy averages for their wedding costs to be closer to $31,000. Big cities in New York, $85,000. Big cities like San Francisco as well, $85,000. The average cost spent per individual guest is at an all-time high at $292 per attendee. Brides worried about the rain ruining their outdoor ceremonies are buying weather online. It says weather spells?
Pretty much.
Okay. Online $14 good weather spell is what they're buying. Whoa. $14 to have a good weather spell to make sure you have good weather that day. No guarantee the seller will still be around if the forecast turns ugly, though. That all from Rob Black. I produce his podcast. He's heard on AM 1220 KDOW weekdays in the 5 p.m. hour. And he's on Cron TV Monday through Thursday in the 9 a.m. hour. And airlines, if you didn't know, are facing withering profits. The fuel costs have more than doubled since the beginning of the Iran war. They've come down a little bit. But maybe by the time you hear this, the strait will be closed again and prices will go up. Airlines globally are absorbing a $100 billion increase in the fuel costs that they have this year. There is also airspace closures due to Middle East attacks. And that's curtailing travel.
Wow.
Travel. The combinations will likely have airline profits this year from $45 billion last year down to half of that to around $23 billion. Customers continue to book even though fares are up about 20% and could rise further. But summer bookings are strong. Airlines are cutting more unprofitable routes, and they're reducing frequencies to try and make up for the costs. Big question remains, though, what happens after the main summer, and then, you know, people travel to, I'm going to try and maybe travel in the fall. When that all peaks, it's going to drop off. What will happen after all that rush? Outside a cafe, anyway, somewhere in Podcaster Valley, the last place on Earth, in the land of Ameritopica, look who is here.
Hello, my commercials, Mother Rutabaga, and I love it when I am up in the air, flying in the air.
Ooh. Do you like to put
in, break, space, baby.
Listen to Taylor Swift songs while you're flying?
That one I don't understand, but that's okay.
Yes.
Do you like to get the little snacks that they don't hand out anymore?
Yes.
Do you like the fact that they don't hand out snacks anymore?
No.
I know, that's so annoying. Oh, hey, I just realized I commented on a podcast from Bloomberg. I was not happy with the way they were covering a particular topic. So I said, this was a great great podcast, except for that one part in the middle where you covered this topic. If you would have cut that out, it would have been the best episode. And I got a thumbs down from saying that on Spotify. People actually go to the comments section of Spotify. Do you know that? Oh, that sounds like somebody else who might be showing up in just a moment. But we didn't do a podcast, do you know that, on Monday, yesterday. We didn't, because if you didn't know, yesterday was Monday. Perhaps when you're listening to this, yesterday was not Monday, but oh, okay. The point is, we didn't do one on the day previous. And why, you might be asking? Because it was Hug Holiday.
Magnification.
And we were busy hugging people. You need to hug people for the, what is it called? Oxytocin. It helps with strengthening social bonds, hugging. And, you know, it's so cute when those gorillas are hugging each other. And sometimes cats look like they're hugging each other, but they really hate each other. They're trying to scratch each other. It's just, it looks different to us, I guess.
Yeah.
And the big day to celebrate was San Francisco's birthday. That was yesterday. And Outdoor Equipment Maintenance Day. We had to take the day off for that because you got to do your maintenance with your lawnmowers, your trimmers, and your power. Well, I haven't maintained any of those. First, my lawnmower is electric, so I don't know what, I'm not going to open all that up when it comes to electronics. Heck no. But I guess if it was a gas mower, I'd have to check the spark plugs and all that. So that's what yesterday was all about doing. Probably makes sense because we're now in summer. So history shows brands like Home Depot and Lowe's often feature discounts on oil, spark plugs, air filters, and cleaning kits on Outdoor Equipment Maintenance Day. And you can look for deals on new equipment from manufacturers. There's a bunch of ones that I could mention, but they don't do anything to sponsor the show. Hey, I should also do a shout out to True Value and Ace Hardware, who compete against. And then your mom and pops. And all the other hardware stores and places where you get stuff. So that's basically what the Outdoor Equipment Maintenance Day is all about. And it sounds like a total Tim Allen thing. His tool time thing, where he did that thing, whatever, with his voice, which was funny. Look who else is here.
Hello, Dave, Mike. This is Valentino.
And this is Bison Bentley.
Well, I could barely hear Bison Bentley. Try that again. Get really close to the microphone, Bison, and try that one more time.
Well, I have a microphone, and you don't.
So you will listen to every word I have to say!
Wow, Bison sounds a little like Adam Sandler today.
Yeah, he's having a little trouble with his voice. You know, it's from all the talking that he does when he's out doing all the maintenance on his outdoor vehicles.
Yeah, my outdoor vehicles! Do you know that? Ah, oh, there we go. We got one from Bison Bentley. Hey, my lovely lady friend and I are watching a wonderful, weird show that we found on Amazon Prime, and it is with Simon Pegg and Minnie Driver, who I did not know she's still around. She's actually just a couple years younger than me. She is in this thing about, it's called, I think, Mr. Froder or Dr. Froder and the Talking Mongoose. And it came out a couple years ago. Christopher Lloyd is in it.
Oh, it's Christopher Lloyd. There's some kind of mongoose that's talking. It is somewhere in the Isle of Man.
He sounds exactly the same. And he doesn't look too much different, even though he's like in his 80s now. But wow, bizarre. We are about halfway through this thing, and we kind of think we know why the mongoose is talking or how he's able to talk. But you know what? I can't give away. I'm not going to spoil the ending, what we figured out. So I'm just going to take myself
out
of the show.
Take it out. Take it.
And end the show for today. Thank you so much for listening to Mike's Daily Podcast. If you would like to call in and contribute in any way, you can do that. Here is the number to call.
Call Mike at the Cafe Anyway Hotline. Area code 510-228-4640.
And just a reminder that yours truly has been in the radio industry for over 40 years. And I get to do something that I really never did in all my years of radio, and that is actually pick 12 songs that I wanted to play in an hour. Was it 12 songs? Wow. Well, it's going to get played on Rockzilla, which is something happening with Camera Radio 101.3. They are doing that in the Ventura County area. It's the Ventura County's nonprofit community radio station. They're doing a massive soft metal and power ballad takeover featuring guest community DJs, and I'm actually going to be doing an hour. I don't know exactly when the hour is going to be played, but it's going to be interesting, so listen out for the Mike Matthews Hour of 80s Music, because I picked some doozies. There is a huge library of 80s songs from the 80s, sitting in my head right now, so I was very happy to help out Barry and contribute to camradio.org. And you can find out more at that website. Okay. And with all things, and you can listen to this podcast on that radio station at 5:30 in the morning, Monday through Friday. With all things having to do with Mike's Daily Podcast, we go to the mainframe and hear from A-Frame.
As you know, there's a real scary holiday coming up.
That would be 4th of July or whatever holiday is coming up this Monday that I'll probably also take off for. We'll have to find out what that is coming up soon. But with all things having to do with Mike's Daily Podcast, we go to the mainframe and hear from A-Frame. Thanks for listening.
Thanks again. Thank you for listening. We really appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Mike's Daily Podcast is written and produced and performed by Mike Matthews. His podcast is super easy to find. Download or listen to his show and read his blog at mikesdailypodcast.com.
Email Mike now. Mike's Daily Podcast @gmail.com.
See you tomorrow. Bye.